the sky. There are creatures in the walls. We hear them scurry and scratch, gnaw on the insulation and maybe the electrical wiring. At night, they write poems on tiny typewriters about how they hear creatures outside the walls. They hear us using our blenders and pencil sharpeners and various other contraptions whose purpose they could never conceive of, and neither could we if no one had invented them. Another thing there is air. There's so much of it. You find it between the leaves of poplars and in the tunnels of anthills and bobbing on top of lakes and rivers. Let's go breathe some air. Let's paint a picture of it. If you don't get the angles just right, it doesn't judge you. The creatures in the walls mistake the word poplar for popular, but the U doesn't judge them. Everything makes mistakes. I have made 20 or 21 of them. Tom Clark wrote a book called Air. Page 20 has a small black worker ant moving diagonally. And page 21's got a moon in the blue morning. The moon is surrounded by infinite sky, which we're connected to by dollops of air. Perhaps if I wrote a book called Sky, I'd become more popular.